You think Marty Rule's gonna go down, Thompson?
There's no way Kessler's is gonna front up with $1 million.
That's a pity. I just got a job.
Excuse me?
Well, Mike did a deal with me.
Oh, yeah?
He'll help me do the clearing if I help him with Marty World.
Gee, I wonder who came off better in that arrangement.
It's hard to say. Shouldn't we be getting back to Claiborne?
I have one more call to make, and it's personal.
Oh, I guess I'll stay in the car.
I'd appreciate it.
Look at this mess.
Are you Karen?
That's right. What can I do for you?
Dad said I could get you to rebook my flight.
You must be Philip.
Yeah, here's my ticket. I'd like to push my departure back a week.
Frank must be pleased.
Yeah, I'm not so sure.
Well, he gets to see you so rarely, it must be nice to have some quality time together.
Oh, yes. We'll have plenty of quality time.
Hi, it's Monica here. I'm out, so please call later. If you're not Thompson, hang up now. Now look, Thompson, we agreed that we would take some time apart. So stop being such a crybaby and calling here all the time. I am not responsible for you anymore. Bye-bye now.
Well, that's a nice message. I could almost get the impression I'm getting on your nerves. Just like the old days, huh? It's nice to know I can still drive you crazy, even all the way from New Zealand. I can't believe you would leave me a message like that after everything we've been through. And here I am, almost going out of my mind. You wouldn't believe what's going on here. There's been a second dead body, and this one's been half-eaten by a dragon who apparently has me next on his menu. Oh, you're a good cook. Now, what kind of a sauce would you serve me with? Maybe just a little ketchup? Nothing fancy. Oh, and you want to know why this is happening? Because I'm the chosen one in some bizarre local prophecy. I know that because my good buddy, the weird native witch doctor, said so. Meanwhile, I've been sending all these faxes to Kessler's, but they haven't received any of them. The whole thing is, like, so screwed up. I don't know if I...
Thompson!
Yeah. Monica!
Who else?
Was you listening?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Are you cracking up?
Maybe. I don't know.
Honey.
I don't know what's going on here.
What was all that about a dragon?
Okay, look, I know it sounds unbelievable, but there's something about this place. You have to be here.
I know, honey, but a dragon...
It attacked a campsite I was at. I have actually seen the remains of someone it killed.
Sweetheart, do you want me to call Dr. Forsyth and get the name of someone over there for you to see? Do they have psychiatrists in New Zealand?
I don't have time for that. You're the only one I can talk to.
Thompson, we agreed not to do this.
I know, but... I'm afraid I'm losing it.
Thompson!
Oh, I've got to go. We haven't been able to get into the station yet, but we're supposed to this afternoon.
Look, if you need to call me again, you can.
I'll try not to.
But if you have to, I mean...
Okay, thanks, Monica. I love you.
I know. Call me. And I think I might use a sweet and sour sauce.
Huh?
Not ketchup. It just isn't you.
Thanks.
Watch out for those dragons.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh,
Claiborne was made with the help of your broadcasting feed, so you can hear more of New Zealand on air.